we got to get to our feature interview, and we do it thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional choice. You would have noticed there was a fair array of supports and whatnot there at SMP, and I believe, is the Trans Am going to be there at some point in time, Matty?
Not this weekend, but the weekend after.
There's that many Sydney events that obviously someone's going to get a run there too, but something that we all love and we haven't seen since Townsville has been the Boost Mobile Stadium Super Trucks. And boy, oh boy, did they absolutely light up the Ville. They did fantastic work at Darwin. And there was a full, do you remember the full calendar that was released? How awesome did that look?
Remember those days? Remember those days when we could actually look at a full calendar, Stevie J, and go, oh, this year's going to be unreal.
Yeah. The calendars that we've seen lately are fiction.
Neck minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very much like that. But, you know, there is talk that, well, it was promised by, not promised, but Sean Seamus, CEO of V8 Supercars, or Supercars, sorry, went back in time there for a little bit there, but went and said that, you know, we'd love to see them on the support. So we thought, let's go, this is what we do at the driver's seat. We go straight to the source. So we decided to delve into the archives and chat to our old mate Nathan Kayser, who is the head honcho, the big boss when it comes to Stadium Super Trucks. So please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Nathan Kayser.
Hey guys, how are you?
Mate, we are sensational because we are back racing. We've had enough of, like you, no doubt. I mean, you're one of the busiest guys in motorsport, let's be honest, behind the scenes. But we've been sitting on the couch looking for something to do for about the last 5 months. We're finally back to racing. And, of course, because we're back to racing, that starts to generate a whole bunch of questions about what next year is going to look like. And as Nimsy rightly said, you are the top banana when it comes to Boost Mobile Stadium Super Trucks. So right off the bat, Nathan Kayser, are you going to give us an exclusive? Do you think you will be back next year?
Do I think we'll be back? Yeah, I hope we are. I certainly, you know, Supercars are keen to have us. So we've just got to work out the finer detail of what that is. But certainly we both have the love for it to happen. So, I would think that if everything can align, that, yeah, we'll see Stadium Super Trucks back in Australia in 2022 and try and run to that calendar that we all wanted to happen 2 years ago.
yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, well, speaking of 2 years ago, at least last year, the Stadium Super Trucks were at the Adelaide 500 and much like many of the support categories, me included, you know, before the pandemic shut down everything, what has been the impact on you guys and on the basically the super truck category with what's happened the last couple of years?
Oh, it's been terrible, Steve. You know, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, we, you know, you both know and Nimsy knows I've got a fond love for Adelaide 500 because of my history there. And you know, when we rolled out there in 2020 to get the stadium trucks back going and to run that calendar we put together, it was like there was excitement for it. And, you know, we had a full field of drivers. We had a heap of sponsors. You know, we were ready to go. And, you know, we walked away from Adelaide thinking how exciting, we're off to Tasmania, and bang, it shut down. So, you know, I've been very fortunate that I've had someone who, you know, really well, Stevie, and Paul Morris, who supports me with what I do and with Stadium Trucks. He was very good enough to let us keep everything at Norwell while everything was so bad. We're still there now, but yeah, it was tough.
And it's Stevie J and Nathan Nims. It is one of the greatest spectacles in motorsport. If you are listening and you haven't been to a Supercars round or an event where there is a Boost Mobile Stadium Super Truck, you must get along and have a look, because to see one of these trucks,
it's phenomenal.
20 feet in the air, jumping 100 feet in distance, it's mind-blowing.
And I was at the Adelaide 500 in 2020, and it was a beautiful day as well. The crowd was absolutely loving life. And you're right, Edie. And the field, my God, it was brilliant.
Yeah. Is that when you were drunk, Nimsy? Didn't you go to the Cooper's Pale Ale bar and get really sunburned?
You got pale ale.
You got totally pale ale.
No, 2019 was when I fell asleep during the Toyota 86s.
That's right. That's exactly right. But it's interesting, Nath, because, again, a lot of people may not know who you are. You're one of the silent button pushers behind in the background doing a lot of work you've had a huge history in the Adelaide 500. We're going to move on to that in just a minute. But with the Boost Mobile thing, it's not just the stadium super trucks, is it? Because you're kind of like a judo motorsport sponsorship manager for Boost Mobile, which includes so many names. I mean, if you look up and down, you've got Brody Kostecki and Brock Feeney and Nash Morris and all those guys. Just explain to me what your role is there in guiding these kids and these drivers.
Yeah, so my relationship with Jason and Pete stems back about 5 or 6 years now. And when I was running Adelaide, back then Jason was involved and Pete was involved in 360 Fly. So we met there. They got involved in stadium trucks at when we were at Homebush. And I've just built a relationship with them. So Jason and I, we spend a lot of time on the phone to each other. Whenever he's got things that he needs to talk about in motorsport, he rings me, gets my ideas, gets my thoughts on it. I look after a lot of their activations for them. With sponsorship, I do a lot of that with Jace. That the pair of us work together on that, as we've done with the wild card. Like, I'm heavily involved with that because of my relationship with Erebus. But yeah, it's that I spend a lot of time on that, and I enjoy it, and I enjoy what I do with that. And Pete and Jason are very supportive of motorsport, as we all know. And it's great to be a part of that. And the whole thing about working with the young guys, that more comes from, probably from, really, it comes from Paul. And I, when we started to do some stuff together back 3.5 years ago, he introduced me to Brock Feeney. He said, Nath, can you help him with some sponsorship? And I'm like, yeah, 100%. So, I built a relationship with Brock and his parents. And again, that all came off the back of Paul. So I helped Brock with all his commercial partners for his personal ones. And then that grew into Brody Kostecki, where, I spend a lot of time supporting Brody from what he does day to day to what he does with sponsors with that. And then I also do that with Nash now. It's a difficult one for Nash because he's probably got the biggest BMX dad there is, but, Paul does it better than anyone. He steps back and lets Nash do his own thing. So, I work with Nash really closely with his sponsors, and he's as hardworking as anyone when it comes to sponsorship. He always says to me, Nathan, I never want this to be about, what I can be given. It's what I want to go out and get. So that's, I really enjoy that with him. There's also all the Erebus stuff that I do with their commercial side of things. And I'm very lucky enough to work with, Shannon and Barry Ryan, who I believe is probably one of the best blokes that I've ever come across in pit lane for his passion and what he does.
Mate, speaking, and I want to stay on the topic of Erebus because, and get onto the topic of Brody Kostecki because, going into SM, would you call it SMP1, Manny? Because we've already had one, haven't we?
SMP1.
So it's well, we've had one. So it's almost SMP 2, 3, 4, and 5 we're going to, isn't it, really?
Technicality, but okay. Yeah.
SMP1.
Let's look forward. Let's just go SMP1.
SMP1. Mate, Brody looks like he hasn't missed a beat, after last weekend.
He was good,
he was fast, which was great to see. And also, we spoke to Brock Feeney not that long ago after the announcement was made that he was replacing Jamie at Triple Eight. So you've got to have some pretty good confidence in yourself and what you're doing, because a couple of your guys are well on
doing
the right track.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Yeah, no, you do. And, I'm very fortunate that I get to work with, those two. And like I say, you throw Nash into it. And and then you throw young, Kai Allen, who's new to the mix and is in 86 and being pushed down the, looked after by Paul too. So, Brody Bush is a great kid. Like, he's still a kid. He's got an incredible amount of history in driving cars from America to here. And I still think to this day, people still don't understand how much he actually did and how much he's done in America with motorsport and who he raced over there. So, he made a point that he walked away from Townsville and made a commitment to himself. He needed to improve himself a little bit and make sure that when the hammer dropped that it was time to get in the car and go, that he needed to do it to the best of his ability. And And he showed that on the weekend, but he didn't just show it. He showed it with his mate, Will Brown. So,
well, the whole team, mate, know, the whole team was solid.
Yeah, they were solid. And, you know, as I touched on before, you know, people misunderstand Barry. You know, we see him for the guy that swears on TV and does that sort of stuff. But, you know, he's an incredible bloke. His passion is unbelievable. I'm fortunate that we would talk 2, 3, 4 times a week on the phone about different things that we're trying to do in the commercial land and what we're trying to do for the team. And he's just so focused on making it so much better for Brody and for Will and for that whole team. It's, you know, it's a pleasure. And Brock's unique. You know, Brock's, he's just an incredible young guy who's got incredible parents and has been brought up so well and knows what he needs to do. But also, you know, I don't think anyone could ever, you know, not say that he's where he is because of what Paul did for him. I mean, Paul took him under his wing. He put him in the right direction. And where he's got to today is, you know, testament to, you know, what Paul's done for him too. And I've just played a small part in it by helping him put some stickers on his helmet and helping out in that space.
And you're right in what you say about Barry too. Last time we spoke to Barry Ryan on this show, he had the irrits at us because we interrupted. I think he was watching maths.
Yeah, he was watching.
He's like, oh, come on, blokes, not now. I'm too busy watching maths.
And you think that's a joke. That's not a joke.
That's dead serious. Yeah, that was dead serious. Nath, I want to touch on Adelaide 500 because a couple of weeks ago, was it last week, Nimsy?
About a fortnight ago.
I mentioned in our Burson off-track update that there were rumblings, rumours, innuendo, which then went into a deeper clarification, I suppose. Actually, they were having some meetings about the Adelaide 500 returning. Now, you're the former commercial manager, and I know you were the CEO of the Clipsal 500 back in the day. So if there's going to be anyone that knows what's going on with our beloved Adelaide 500, it was going to be you. So what can you tell us about that? What's in your waters? Are you involved? What's the feeling? Is it something that we could see coming back to Australian motorsport?
Oh, look, I mean, we've all got a passion for it. And I think, you know, there's no doubt that there's always ongoing discussions about it. I think, you know, we've all seen the opposition leader, Peter. He's very passionate about it. He's got a guy.
Peter Adderton, you're talking
close.
About? Peter Adderton no, from
no,
Boost?
No, Pete, as in the opposition leader of South Australia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
So he's the one that's really pushing it and leading the race. And, you know, when Adelaide 500 was cancelled, you know, we're nearly 12 months ago to when it was talked about, he was the first person to pick up the phone and get the supercars and say, look, you know, if we get re-elected, we want it to stay and we want it to be there. And he's pushed that really hard. You know, in fairness to, you know, the Liberal government right now, I think that, you know, I was fortunate that I got to work with both governments, you know, and within their rights, they both do a very, very good job in what they do. You know, the Labor Party, you've got someone like Leon Bignall who, you know, we used to joke with him that he's the Minister for Fun, but that's what he was about. He was about having fun and making sure the Adelaide 500 was exciting and doing that stuff. And I think, from the Liberal point of view, you know, it's hard for me because I can't go into too much depth with it because I haven't been in the inner sanctum, you know, for the last 2 years other than I was looking after Superloop. So I was still involved a little bit with what was going on there.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of one of those ones where sometimes you might not get pointed in the right direction. You might not get pointed to a point where you can think, okay, this has still got legs. We need to run with it. And, you know, he unfortunately, you know, had to make a tough decision. Does he still think about it? Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he still thinks, you know, that it needs to be a part of Adelaide. And I'm sure he'd love a crystal ball. Could he go back and do it and do it again? Has he got some really good advisors around him within his team? Yeah, I'm sure he has that would like to see it as well. And, you know, I'd even say on the odd occasion he gets to catch up with some fairly high-end people within supercars that you know, that can tell a pretty good story to him as well. And I think, you know, we'd all love to see Labor get elected and come back straight away. But I don't think you can completely say it's gone. I think it will always have a rumble in the background because of the people of South Australia. You know, there's a lot of incredible people in South Australia that are motorsport focused. You know, I think of someone that, you know, Matty, I'm not sure if you know him, but I'm pretty sure Stevie Wood is, you know, Jeff Mattner. I mean, Jeff Mattner was the motorsport manager for the event for, you know, 25 years and was at the Grand Prix before that. You know, I catch up with him
every time
I'm back in Adelaide.
Jeff Mattner, I reckon, in Jeff Mattner's office, and you're right in what you say, he's been sensational in what he does. But if you go into his office somewhere, you'll probably find a photo of me on the wall with a couple of darts in it. So he and I we haven't had a great relationship since V8 Ute days, does Mr. Mattner and I. But in saying that, the rumours that I hear, the innuendo that I'm hearing is the Adelaide 500, regardless of government, Nathan, could come back potentially as early as next year. Now, I can't see how necessarily that's going to happen. Again, regardless of government, I mean,
it's a time frame thing.
Time frame, right? And putting it together and all that kind of stuff. You could probably do it. I mean, Nath, you're the events guy. I'm sure you could probably do it. It would be really tough, but I'm thinking more 2023. Can you see if you, and I'll go to the back room right now and I'll grab out my crystal balls, give them a rub and a dust off. I mean, I'm thinking 2023 is a strong chance for Adelaide 500 to come back.
Yeah, look, I think 2022 could it happen. If it was me, 100% you could make it happen, you know. And I think, you know, the election's in March. Supercars, I'm sure, would ideally love to have it. You know, and if I put my economic benefit hat on that I used to have to wear so diligently, you know, if you could say, yep, we're going to go in March, we're going to roll it out. The first weekend in December is the last round. We're going to have the end of year ball in Adelaide. Could you pull it together? Yeah, you could pull it together. Like there's a lot of good people in Adelaide that, you know, one that comes to mind to me who you both know very well is Craig Dontis. Like if it was me, if I was looking for someone to go and pull it together, I'd be going straight to Craig Dontis, saying to Supercars, we want to take him for 6 months because this guy's going to help us pull it together. And he could pull it together better than anyone. That he could pull that whole thing together and you could do it in 2022. If it wasn't 2022, 2023, you'd run with it, no dramas at all. You'd pull it together and it would be bigger than Ben Hurd, and you'd see two or three pretty amazing concerts. You'd see someone like Brian Gleeson, who's arranged the concerts for years and years and years for the Adelaide 500 and back to the Formula One days. He'd get on the phone and do what he does, and, you'd see it back, no dramas at all. It's just getting the right people to punch the numbers in and see if it works and away it goes. But, we all love that crystal ball. I understand the difficulties with it. It saddened me that it was gone. But, you know, let's just hope maybe someone can pull it together and the guys can make it happen.
Well, fingers crossed. And like you sort of said, Nath, it's not just for the V8 fans, because in the times that I've gone to the Adelaide 500, it literally fills up the town. Like, there are that many people. I've got mates that come from Horsham that drive over specifically. It sort of kicks off the year, not just for our calendar, but for like everyone else's sort of social calendar as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I had a conference call this morning with a guy who is involved in the new Australian drag series that they're running, that Nathan Prendergast is involved with from Supercars, and I had a call with him today to talk with him about some commercial stuff, and we hadn't met before. He said, "Oh, Nathan, I checked you out on LinkedIn and I see you around Adelaide 500 he said, "I went for 17 years straight." He said, "I lived in Sydney and I went every year with the same two guys for 17 years. And I thought, you know, that's the economic benefit right there. That's what brings it in. You know, you walk into restaurants, they're full. You walk into the hotels, they're full. All of that stuff. You know, it was always good for the state. No one could ever deny that, and I don't think anyone ever would deny it.
Well, the reality is, and Nathan, we'll wrap it up in a second because you've been very generous with your time. The reality is, prior to the Grand Prix, prior to Adelaide 500, the only people around the world who knew Adelaide were people who had been drinking wine from the Barossa Valley. Apart from that, Adelaide didn't exist on the global scene. But once you got the Grand Prix there and the Adelaide 500 there carrying on that that race through to last year, that put Adelaide as a destination globally on the map, not just in Australia. So fingers crossed we see it, I hope, next year, kick off Newcastle, finish off in Adelaide 500. How good would that be? I hope it comes back. So, mate, if you are involved, keep going, keep getting involved, fight the good fight, mate, because I know that our fans and our listeners, every time we talk about this, we get text messages in. So Australia wants it back, not just Adelaide.
100% there, Matty.
And no, no. Look, honestly, I'm the same, mate. I'm exactly the same. I want it back too. I want it back just as a racing. You know, I want to go just as a punter. And you know, if someone asks the question, could I come and help them? Yeah, no dramas at all. I'd be happy to help them.
There you go. There's the official. Send in your resume to. Nate, you've been incredibly generous with your time, mate. And it is good to see. We neglected to mention too, young Kai Allen. He's actually he actually took a supercar for a spin at Norwell last month, didn't he? Have I got that right?
Yeah, did we did a bit of a. We did an Erebus Academy day with Norwell, which we're working on, and. Yeah, Kai actually drove the old AMG Erebus car out at QR. He did about 35 laps in it, and Nash did 35 laps as well. And, he did an extremely good job. So he's a young kid on the up, and, it's exciting to be involved with him too.
Well, that's what we like to see. And look, it's basically the best way we can sort of put it is you got a guy like Jamie Wincup that he's, you know, exiting stage left, and you got a young kid like Brock Feeney that's got to where he is in probably the most plum seat on the grid, and that's with the help of, you know, people like yourself, and obviously there's other people that's helped on the journey, but you know, you can only get as far as you can by yourself, and it does require a bit of help from other people. So Nath, it's been a pleasure to catch up with you here on the driver's seat, and don't be a stranger, and hopefully we'll chat to you soon.
No worries, guys, thanks for your time. And actually, Mimsy, I will say at the start of the show, you need to update that your intro into the show, because given that Maddie got a podium at QR, surely there's got to be something about getting a podium at QR and the Grand Am I start.
It is true.
You can come back, Nath, anytime.
It's true, Nath, because all we seem to have if Maddie is this.
Into the wall for Matt McKeldin.
Good on you, Nimsy. Good on you.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Time, and always a pleasure on the phone.